Topic 3. Text. We are all completely beside ourselves.
I recognized Fern right away, he said. But not because I actually recognized her in the dim light, just because she was the youngest and the smallest. She was in a cage with four large adults. I don't think I'd ever realized how different one chimp looks from another. Her hair was redder than most, and her ears were set higher, more like teddy bear ears. All very easy to figure out, all very logical, even though she'd changed quite a bit. Solid and squat where she used to be so graceful, but she was eerie in the way she recognized me. It was as if she felt me coming. I remember thinking, Daddy should do a study on chimp precognition. I was walking across the basement towards the cages, and she hadn't even turned in my direction when I saw her go rigid. Her hair started to rise, and she made these ooh-ooh sounds she makes when she gets agitated. Then she spun round and leapt for the bars of the cage. She was shaking them and swinging back and forth. By then, she was looking right at me. By then, she was screaming at me. I ran toward her, and when I got close enough, she reached through, grabbed my arm, and pulled me so hard she slammed me into the bars. I hit my head, and things went a bit sideways for me. Fern had my hand inside the cage, inside her mouth, but she hadn't bitten me yet. I think she couldn't decide if she was happy to see me or more angry. It was the first time in my life I'd ever been frightened of her. I tried to pull my hand back, but she wouldn't let go. I could smell the excitement on her, a smell sort of like burned hair. She hadn't had a bubble bath in a long time or a good toothbrushing. She kind of stank, to be honest. I started talking to her, telling her I was sorry, telling her I loved her. But she was still screaming, so I know she didn't hear. And she was squeezing my fingers so hard, there were flashes going off like pop guns in my eyeballs, and it was all I could do to keep my voice calm and quiet. By now, she'd gotten the other chimps pretty worked up. Another one, a big male and fully erect, came and tried to take my hand from her, but she wouldn't let go. So he grabbed my other arm, and then they were both pulling on me, and between them, they bounced me repeatedly against the bars. I hit my nose, my forehead, the side of my face. Fern was still holding my hand, but not in her mouth anymore. She turned and bit the male chimp on his shoulder. She really clamped down. More screaming coming from all the cages, echoing off the concrete walls. It was like a mosh pit in there, a really dangerous mosh pit. The big guy dropped my arm and backed away with his mouth wide open, showing his canines. I swear they looked like shark teeth. He was standing straight, his hair, like hers, all up. He was trying to threaten her, but she wasn't paying any attention. She was signing with her one free hand to me. My name, her fingers in the L with that slap against her chest. And then good, good Fern. Fern is a good girl. Please take me home now. I'll be good. I promise I'll be good. The big chimp came crashing from behind, and Fern couldn't defend herself and hold on to me at the same time. So she didn't defend herself. He opened these long, bloody wounds on her back with his feet. And all the time, she was still screaming. All the chimps were screaming. And I could smell blood and fury and terror. All that acrid copper and musky sweat and ripe feces, and my head was spinning with the blows I'd taken, and still she wouldn't let go. By now, people had arrived, two of them. both men, running down the stairs, shouting at me.